Can you tell me about how the protests started? I understand that at the end of February there was some action about deportations to Congo. Can you tell me a bit about the background there?
The Congo Support Project started last year in December, and it was founded by a lady called Liz Ateta. They have worked in the last 2 years helping Congolese asylum seekers, detention centers in Britain here. And they felt that the situation, the political and social economic situation in the Congo didn't change, and that people came from a lot of atrocities. So it was really important to help them campaign against the deportation because they were being sent back to their death. So in January, we launched the campaign to support deportations to Congo in London. And then we started working with Congolese groups and churches around the country. So we are now in the process of building this movement. And we have been so far to Coventry, Birmingham, Manchester, Newcastle, Glasgow. And next week, we are going to Cardiff and then to Bradford. So we are hoping that, you know, we will meet every Congolese in every corner of Britain.
Do you know how many people turned up at the protests that were held last week locally?
In Manchester, there were more than 400 Congolese people who came to the protest. So it was a march which started from French Way, which is a notorious prison in Manchester, to the Immigration Tribunal in Manchester Piccadilly Gardens.
And what do you think the future holds for your project? Can you see any changes happening to the situation for the Congolese people who are facing deportation?
Since we have started this project, I think there is a quite positive answer, which is that we try to stop the massive deportation that the Home Office tried to start. On the 26th of February, you know that the Home Office forcibly sent 38 Congolese people back to Kinshasa. And these people were sent back to Kinshasa, but the British Embassy representatives were there to welcome them, and there was a representative from the Congolese government who were there at the airport to welcome them. They left them, they left the airport, they went to the houses, but they were again arrested, imprisoned, tortured, and there are some of them who have fled again the country. So we are thinking that the Home Office is breaching their human rights because they deserve to be granted asylum here, but the Home Office failed to do that. And now they are tortured. Now they have fled again the Congo. So we have to question the Home Office, and we will need an answer. That's why we are carrying on with our campaign, and we are just hoping that, you know, the Home Office will give us a positive answer and help to protect people here.
Finally, does your campaign have a website or any way of contacting it?
We do not have a website yet. We are just building it. If people want to contact us, you know, in Manchester, I'm representing the Congo Support Project, and people can just call me directly on my number, which is 078-7167-6129.